Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this, and I mean this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. I would like to begin today's podcast with a very special announcement. My brand new recording, a 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere, is available at DennisJernigan.com, at iTunes, and a lot of other streaming services. In addition, my brand new book, also called The Middle of Nowhere, is available on Amazon.com right now. It details the many times I have felt absolutely alone in the middle of nowhere moments of my life, and it shows how God met me in those moments. I honestly think it will be of great encouragement to you. I really do. And today's podcast is the story behind the 9th song from the new collection. This song is called I Have My Sword. The song actually came to me on July 1st of 2016. Jesus says in Luke chapter 4, verse 4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now, the story behind this song is really pretty simple. I woke up the morning of July 1st, 2016, with the awareness that I needed a new song for our free monthly song giveaway. As I began to ponder which new song I needed to release, I felt an urging of the Holy Spirit that He was going to give me a new song that very day. I had no idea what the song might entail until a friend asked me to review a movie trailer she had created depicting the need for training in spiritual warfare. Coupled with the fact that in 3 days we would be celebrating our nation's independence from tyranny, I was overwhelmed with the need for the body of Christ to wake up to the reality of spiritual warfare. In this particular film trailer, much of the action depicted entailed sword fighting as a visual representation of a spiritual truth. God's word is my sword. As I meditated on that truth, this song was born. It's a hymn of declaration, a hymn of faith. Guys, spiritual warfare is real. We have the truth of the Lord God Almighty being opposed by the lies of the enemy, Satan, the liar. The goal of this liar is to cause us to be tempted into living our lives by anything other than the Word of God. It is the wise believer who understands this reality and receives the weapons of that warfare from the Lord, from His Word, that lives an abundant life. In fact, I would surmise that the Word of God is the weapon of weapons in our spiritual arsenal. In God's Word, we have everything we need to vanquish the lies of the enemy. In God's Word, we have been given the keys to the kingdom of God by which we are able to unlock the prisons of the lies we have believed and find freedom for our minds. The reason I say freedom for our minds is because of the simple, most fundamental truth of spiritual warfare. The battleground of our life is our mind. The war is won or lost on the basis of what we think. What we think about who God is. What we think about who He says we are. Hebrews 4:12 says this, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit of both joints and marrow and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. When I am feeling something negative, I immediately trace that feeling back to the thought that put it in motion. If that thought does not align with the Word of God, I lop it off with the truth of God's Word, and I replace it with the truth of God's Word, and move on down the road. Let's be honest here. Most of our battles are connected to what we perceive to be our identity. I can either allow the liar and the current humanistic ideology to determine my identity, or I can allow the Word of God to determine who I am. As I have said many times in my life, one of my personal rules concerning my thought life is this. Dennis Jernigan does not get to call himself something his father does not call him. Philippians 4:8, you know it well, says this, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Now, in order to renew my mind, which I believe is simple spiritual warfare birthed out of intimacy with Christ, I must recognize the real battleground. As I've already mentioned, the real battleground of every human that has ever existed or ever will exist is the mind. It is absolutely imperative that I understand this truth if I am to walk in victory or settle for victimhood. Yes, I battle the physical malady of Parkinson's. My physical body, my flesh, would have me focus all my attention on the physical pain and the physical weakness. But I've come to understand that the real battle is for my thoughts. So I use the Word of God to overcome the suffering of the flesh by filling my head with the truth of God's Word. This does not necessarily ease my physical pain or suffering, but it does give me the vantage point of the big picture. God wastes nothing. And living or dying, I am with Him. I use the sword of God's Word to take every thought captive because I understand the true essence of where the war is taking place. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. That's 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 6. Yes, I suffer physically due to my sickness, but I am bound and determined to use even the sickness for the kingdom of God. Yes, I am physically weak a great deal of the time, but I boast in my weakness that God might be glorified. My weakness is then replaced by the strength of God. Another great paradox and mystery of knowing God. When I am weak, He is strong. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. So stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That's Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17. If I understand the battle is for my thoughts, and that battle is waged in my mind, I must also understand that God has not left me defenseless in this battle. We have been given everything we need to defeat the lies of the enemy. I won't belabor the point. Here is your spiritual armor. We've just talked about it. It's your arsenal. And you, as a new creation, are an overcomer. Jesus used the Word of God to put down the lies and the temptations the liar presented to Him. We have been given the mind of Christ. That means we are equipped to do the same thing. So let's practice some spiritual warfare right now as we listen to this song, I Have My Sword.
When fear surrounds, I will not be afraid. I'll put on the armor and bear your name. Once lost, now found, now free from sin and shame. I bear the cross with passion's holy flame. I have my sword, your living word, the sound of freedom, sweetest ever heard. By faith I'll stand and lean into the fight, and darkness bows before the light, knowing the blood satisfied. where sin abounds, there is much more grace. Perfect love has conquered, taken my place. Though battle rages, I'll keep running this race until I run into my King's embrace. I have my sword, your living word, the sound of freedom, sweetest ever heard. By faith I stand and lean into the fight, and darkness bows before the light, knowing the blood has satisfied. I have my sword, your living word, the sound of freedom, sweetest ever heard. By faith I stand and lean into the fight, and darkness bows before the light, knowing the blood has satisfied.
Father, we bow before you. We declare the word of God is our sword. We stand as overcomers by the blood of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus we pray, amen. We really have been given everything we need to overcome the lies of the enemy. And the best news of all, Jesus is our mighty warrior who has already sealed and ensured the ultimate victory for us. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says this, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence." Looking back on my life to this point gives me a better perspective on what I am facing right now. Throughout my past, when I have faced middle-of-nowhere moments in my life, I have been rescued and I have found solid ground for my thoughts by virtue of putting off the lies of the enemy and by wielding the sword of God's word. He is faithful and true to his word, and he keeps his promises. He did not promise me an easy journey, but he did promise me he would never leave me, he would never forsake me, or he would never give up on me. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control perseverance, and in your perseverance godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 2 Peter 1, verses 4 through 8. Reality is that I still experience persecution. Reality is that I still experience the pain of a mortal body. Reality is that I still have moments of fear. Reality is that I sometimes feel like giving up. Reality is, as long as I live in this human body, I will be faced with storms and middle of nowhere moments of life. But the greater reality is this: I win. I am more than a conqueror. I am soaked in and surrounded by the love and presence of God. And I have my sword. Enough said. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing and beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Sternigan podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Sternigan podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? It's real easy. Just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com. Click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Did you know that you can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship? Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it in your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have two series of fantasy novels. I have several children's books. I have several devotional books. I even have a short novel there. Check them out when you get the chance. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, just go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song, I Have My Sword, from the studio recording in the middle of nowhere, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or iTunes or any other streaming services. And remember to pick up a copy of the new book, The Middle of Nowhere, on Amazon. I think I've taken enough of your time today. I've been a little long-winded, but I have absolutely loved this podcast, and I love this song, I Have My Sword. Y'all, remember this. If you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.